It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that actually broke the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Care or don't care, which stories will my co-host care about today? Let's find out and get to your first headline. The best, worst dropping your phone story that you're going to hear all year. Care or don't care?
I care.
Makes me feel better about every time I do
it. I almost dropped my phone in the toilet this morning, but I slapped it out of the air before it hit the seat.
Oh, that was the story.
Sorry.
This is a story about Jose.
Actually, there's another one here.
Let's do this one.
There's a guy named Frederick Riddell. He's an app developer who's constantly hooked to his iPhone 12.
Okay.
He just loves it.
Yeah.
And the other day, as he was going over a walking bridge in Berlin, he stopped to take a picture of the sunrise.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the worst possible thing happened. Frederick dropped his phone into the river below.
We saw that coming, though, right?
So
it's got to be right in the river, too. It's like going to die.
He immediately freaked out and tried wading into the water.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
Frederick.
But he wasn't able to find it.
Okay.
It's expensive, so I don't blame him.
He did find a Nintendo Switch, though, that someone else had dropped
earlier. No way. Are you kidding me?
What was he doing? Like, someone's... What are you doing with a Nintendo Switch over a river?
Yeah, who didn't swim after their Nintendo Switch?
It's called, like, the electronics river.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what is
this? Waiting around. Oh, is there a PlayStation 5?
Yeah,
down?
Oh my gosh.
But
where we should go for our next station giveaway.
That still wasn't enough, though. So Frederick and his friend ended up attaching a magnet to the end of a fishing line.
Dude, magnet's going to hurt your phone, though.
For hours, they cast it out and scoured the canal looking for the phone.
What? Hours?
That's kind of creative, though.
I guess.
Luckily for him, the phone's case had a built-in magnet designed to help with the wireless charging. And sure enough, 4 hours later, the fishing line found it.
Shut up.
No way.
They pulled it up out of the water, and amazingly, his phone still worked.
That's
I think
crazy.
Those new iPhones are like water resistant. I don't think they're waterproof.
Yeah, no, my phone is water resistant.
Yeah.
So you can save
That's amazing.
And then he pulled up an 80-inch flat screen TV.
a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Let's go to your next headline. Scared interns sitting in planes drinking coffee in the desert.
It sounds like a horrible Jerry
care
Seinfeld
or
spin.
Don't care.
I've been an intern a lot in my life. I care.
I care too.
Yeah, I care.
Out in California's Mojave Desert is an area where Qantas, you know, the Australian airline, maintains and repairs their jumbo jets.
Oh,
I didn't know.
And they've been doing it there ever since the pandemic caused air travel to decline sharply. But they did find that there's one small problem with parking their planes out there. Because while working on the jets, venomous rattlesnakes will curl up around the warm rubber tires of the planes.
That's a snakes on the plane thing.
Yeah, literally.
Like it really happens.
So the engineers came up with a way to avoid the confrontations, and they've hired half a dozen wheel whacker interns.
Shut up.
No.
Your internship is to go scare snakes away?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Basically, the interns sit inside the planes, and they get to eat and drink in there, while one is a spotter with binoculars.
Stop.
What?
So they look out the windows of the planes, and if they see a snake coming, they'll exit with two large brooms, and their job is to get the snakes off the tires.
Their whole
internship is this.
This is not an internship. The whole point is to learn, like, life skills and career skills.
You get college credit or something.
They get to sit and hang out in a plane, Brooke.
Can you imagine day you're the CEO of a company, they're like, how'd you get started? It's like, well, I used to take care of the snakes outside on the wheels.
The snake swisher.
Yeah.
Apparently,
swish them away with broom.
They take it in shifts, even in the middle of the night using flashlights and headlamps.
Oh my god.
Just imagine a bunch of teenagers out in the desert with flashlights looking for snakes.
This is a terrible idea.
You're right. It's not the greatest idea, but they say so far it's been effective.
Yeah, so far.
But for some weird reason, they're having a hard time getting more people to apply for it.
Yeah, it doesn't
sound
fun.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Scratch this, not that.
No.
Care or don't care?
I think we better care.
It kind of sounds gross.
Sounds like
care.
A warning,
I'm
Alexis.
Into it. I care.
I care.
A guy named Charlie Brown from Henderson, North Carolina, stopped into a Norm's Mini Mart the other day looking for two things.
Okay.
Number one, Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Great choice. And number two, a lottery ticket.
Okay.
Ooh.
But turns out Chuck was out of luck because his favorite scratch-off ticket called Extreme Cash was sold out.
Aw, man. It sucks when you're playing the same one for so long and then they don't give it to you because you're like, that would have been the winner.
Everybody has their, like, favorite go-to scratch
absolutely.
Ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the clerk said, well, hey, you can go with the other one we have. No one's buying it. It's called Tripling Bonus Crossword.
Yeah, because it's a terrible name. That's why you want extreme cash or Tripling Bonus Crossword.
I hate the crossword like, ones. My mom or someone will give them for Christmas, and I'm like, this is a chore. I don't want to do like, a 10-minute crossword puzzle.
I have
puzzle.
To read.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what it is. It just sounds lame.
It does.
So Charlie didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that $5 in his pocket going to do? Just sit there? No.
Come on.
Got to waste it.
So, invest, Brooke, not waste. Yeah. Yes.
That's what he did. He bought that dorky-sounding ticket, and took it to his car, scratched it off, and realized he was $1 million richer.
No way!
Yep. Oh, man. The dorks always win. The
tripling bonus crossword paid off.
I would win $1 million and not read it and be like, I don't know, stupid crossword. I give up.
He's like, this is taking me too long. It's
exactly.
So what's he going to do with the money? Charlie says, quote, I'm just going to put it into savings for a while and look at it.
Oh, bro.
And look at it.
And then
like
hopefully
that.
Make a logical decision later.
Uh-huh.
Maybe buy Extreme Cash when the mini-mart has it available again.
But he's still upset about that.
Still. Boring answer after winning the boring scratch-off.
Oh, my God. It was meant to be for this morning.
He was fitting the theme.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay,
care or don't care.
Care.
What does the gingerbread man put on his bed?
What?
What?
A cookie sheet.
All right.
It's bed humor, bro.
Yeah, I got
bed
it.
Bed humor.
Should I explain it?
It's also a cookie joke.
I'll tell my kids later.
Okay, good. That's care or don't care.